This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
From CBS News, this is The Takeout with Major Garrett.
Welcome to your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. We're at Riss Restaurant, one of our favorites right near the CBS Bureau. West End, just south of DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. Continuing our conversation with President Trump's very first chief of staff, Reince Priebus. You should also know or remember he was significantly involved in the transition once Donald Trump went from candidate to president-elect. He was chairman of the Republican National Committee, worked very closely with the Trump inner circle throughout the campaign. And this is a topic, this is a conversation, rather, about a book called A Warning, author named Anonymous, senior Trump administration official. And one of the things we talk in this very abbreviated segment of our interview, which first appeared on Sunday morning, is about a question that we thought Reince Priebus, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, might have a lot to say about, which is this: what is the future of the Republican Party with Donald Trump as not only its president, but its president seeking re-election? Our conversation with Reince Priebus here in the Takeout Outtake Especial.
The book also says he's bad for the Republican Party. He's shrinking it, and it will leave it in a state of wreckage. Well, what I hear from you just now is that's not true.
No, I don't think that's true at all. What I hope is that the gains that we've made in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin are gains that our party can keep for decades to come. But I'm not sure that that's possible, because I think when you watch rallies in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Waukesha, Wisconsin, and you see people cheering 20,000 at a time with MAGA hats on, I think they're there because they love Donald Trump. I'm not sure they're there because they love the Republican Party. And so the trick is, how can the party keep those Trump fanatics engaged with the party so that after Donald Trump isn't president anymore, we can keep those people in the fold? That's a challenge, because I think Trump is so unique to, you know, it's such a unique piece of real estate within politics that it's very difficult to capture that and keep it within the party.
Does this book represent a threat to Donald Trump's reelection?
No, not at all. I think it's just more of the same type of slightly off, out of the circle accusations that we've heard from many different books, that is just more of the same. I mean, nothing so far penetrates. This isn't going to penetrate either, especially because it's an anonymous accusation.
Even though it's from somebody hired by the president.
Who knows? Who knows? It could be an NSC person that has some level of access. It could be some holdover. I have no idea. See, this is the problem. We don't know who it is, Major. No one knows. It is just a person out there that is a senior person.
Right.
So I don't know what senior is.
So let's close it out on this. If it is revealed at some point in the future, because this anonymity is not going to last forever, that it was somebody that Donald Trump hired, not a holdover and not an assignee from another bureaucracy, which sometimes works. Sometimes people of that nature work in a White House. But somebody that actually was vetted and hired by Donald Trump. Would that give this book more weight?
No, I don't think so.
So even if you're hired by Donald Trump and you have a book like this, it doesn't mean anything?
I don't think so. I mean, I think this is such a cowardly thing to do, to hide behind an anonymous label, make accusations that may or may not be accurate. We have no way of knowing. They don't sound accurate to me, at least in many cases, especially like, you know, Pence wanting to take over and all this kind of stuff. It just puts everyone that's trying to figure it out you know, in a place where it's impossible, and therefore I believe not even worth spending the time doing, besides answering a few of your good questions, Major.
With that, we'll end it. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're on the other side of Thanksgiving, on the other side of Black Friday, on the other side of Cyber Monday. I hope all of it was exactly as you wished it to be. Of course, on CBSN, we haven't done fully the Cyber Monday thing, but you know where I'm going. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for joining us. Again, many thanks to RIS, one of our favorite restaurants. Lengthy conversation with Ryan Priebus. I hope if you did not necessarily agree with everything you heard, you learned more about this particular perspective about this very unusual president. That would be Donald J. Trump. I'm Major Garrett. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
New episodes of The Takeout are available Friday mornings, wherever you get your podcasts. The Takeout is produced by Arden Farid, Jamie Benson, Sarah Cook, and Ellie Watson. CBSN production by Eric Susanen and Grace Seegers. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.
If you like The Takeout, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.